little by little, a little becomes a lot. This is DJ Hillier here with your weekly wisdom brought to you by my brand new book, Push the Sled. And this week's wisdom is dedicated to a friend of mine, Ben Wise. I'm willing to bet a large majority of you listening right now are listening through your iPhone. I'm also willing to bet that when the iPhone 11 came out, a lot of you probably looked at it and compared it to your current iPhone at the time. You probably said things like, yeah, it's got a little nicer camera, the colors are a little bit sharper, seems like you can do a little bit more with the apps, but it doesn't seem like much of an upgrade from the iPhone 10. Likewise, when the iPhone 13 came out and you were holding the 12 in your hands comparing the two, you probably said things like, yeah, it's made out of high quality material, the camera has improved a little bit, the buttons seem a little bit different, but it doesn't seem like a major upgrade from the 12. But then, if you step back and see a comparison of the latest iPhone 15 and something like, say, the iPhone 5, you're blown away at the difference. Perhaps you say things then like, I can't believe what I used to use, or I don't even remember what it was like using a phone of that size, or man, I can't believe how much the iPhone has changed over the past decade. The same is true with ourselves. See, little by little, a little becomes a lot. Oftentimes, we are so inundated with our day-to-day lives that we don't take the time to look back and see how far we've come. Thanks to things like Facebook Memories, because it's given us a chance to look back and be proud of the progress that we've made. My friend and mentor Justin Sewell always says that it's important to zoom in to see our process and zoom out to see our progress. I'll say that again. It's important that we zoom in to see our process and zoom out to see our progress. Both are vital. You hear me say one of my favorite phrases often on this podcast, little by little, little becomes a lot. It's not just a cute phrase that you may see on a coffee mug. It's actual science. James Clear popularized it in his book, Atomic Habits, saying that if you improve just 1% every single day over the course of 1 year, you end up 37 times better than when you started. I'll say that one more time. If you aim to get 1% better every single day over the course of just 1 year, you end up 37 times better than when you started. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably also heard of Darren Hardy, author of The Compound Effect, who emphasizes the importance of his formula, which is small decisions plus consistency equals large payoffs. You've probably also heard the phenomenon that a penny doubled every day for 30 days turns into $5 million. But the key is you need to keep investing and doubling every single day. So, two schools of thought here that I think is worth noting. The first is the importance of the process. The second is the importance of your progress. So, let's take this idea into action. In order to trust the process, you first need to have one. So, let me ask you, what is the process that you trust? What are the micro, little decisions that you make to help you close the gap between where you are now and where you want to be? Remember, 1% of your day is only 14 minutes and 24 seconds. What can you do for just 14 minutes and 24 seconds every single day? Not just for this week, not just for this month, but for several years to come. What could that one or two things be for 14 minutes and 24 seconds? Second, when's the last time that you looked at your progress? No, really. When's the last time you took a scroll back, way back through your social media or through old pictures? I really want to challenge you today to take a look back and admire the progress you've made either mentally, physically, or spiritually over the last 1, 5, or 10 years. This recently just happened to me right before I started hitting record to talk about this. I saw one of the first drafts of my book, Push the Sled, and it was in a binder and it looks so much different than the final product that's going to be coming out here shortly in a couple of weeks. At the time, we didn't know where it was going to go, but little by little, little became a lot. So What is one thing you can start doing for 14 minutes and 24 seconds on a consistent basis? And where can you zoom out, look at the progress, and see the difference between yourself as an iPhone 15 and yourself as an iPhone 5? Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you again next week for another weekly wisdom. Stay curious and make it a great week.